A group of strangers receive a mysterious message from an old friend on the planet of synthetic life. When tragedy strikes, these intrepid heroes, or should we say intrepid investigators, must solve a murder in Metal City. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this neon-tinted noir mystery.
The name's Tim. I'm wearing the shoes of Dexter Rain, a shameless, a gumshoe, pounding the pavement in the guts of striving, looking for trouble. And sister, trouble always finds me.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Vaz Salty, a snarky medical drama actress.
I'm Rue, I use they, he, or ze pronouns, and I'm playing Whose Bows Are Lit Within, Bows for short, an inflorescent Kizar Solarian, who's a ray of sunlight from the chilling depths of the ice wells.
I'm Jocelyn, and I'm playing Together in Electric Dreams, a contemplative technomancer seeking the spark of life.
I'm John, and I'm playing Zabi Fragolarius, an elder skittermander with a penchant for explosions.
And I'm Alex, and I'll be playing Patsy Van Dyne, a rat about town with her nose in everybody's business.
And now, on with the episode. Welcome back, folks. Seems like this mystery keeps revealing more layers than an onion. Previously, our intrepid investigators returned to Theology Channel to take a peek at the memorial to Tier 99 professor they were mysteriously invited to. Unlike most of the surrounding Steel City, this holographic pillar was surrounded by flowers, not at all an Anasite custom. No sooner did they arrive than they were jobbed by a group of radical androids known as Mechanizers, waiting to forcibly convert the flesh of our investigators into machine. How did they know the group was there? Why were all the nearby security cameras turned off until after the fight? As the investigators fled the scene before striving security forces arrived, they felt the presence of someone or something watching over them. Something sure isn't Jake here. So, everyone, after that particular fight, I was checking the forge, and none of you have sustained any long-term injuries. You got a little wounded, but Patsy healed you all up.
You're all welcome.
So, the question being, are you... are you splitting up? Do you need to take time to rest and recoup for a bit? Or are you just sort of like going into a little, I'm going to say going to hiding, but like just sort of like keeping out of the eyes of the security forces? Heading back to Patsy's palatial family apartment?
I mean, listen, you're all welcome back in my place, but you know, if the security forces are one thing, but like these mechanizers clearly knew where we were. I worry that my place is not as safe as we might want it to be. And I certainly don't want to bring any of my family into this.
No.
Fair enough. So is there a place you want to go to like just sort of like take a breath and refocus if you need to refocus, or just sort of like gather your thoughts?
We should go back to the casino. That was good.
Yeah, back to Magenta.
Very focused.
I mean, I was going to say good, go back to quiet. The like first cafe, but I guess that
analog?
Works. Yeah, analog.
You can go back to analog, sure. Yeah,
unless anyone else has like a better bolt hole that seems reasonable. I don't know. But again, it sort of has the same problems as you know, anywhere else that we're known to associate with. But, you know,
yeah,
we're just looking for a place to chill for 10 minutes.
Well, exactly. You could go and just get a hotel room. But the problem is that I think that our opponent, our suspect, is very privy to cameras tracking us.
Yeah.
They'll know, you know, if we go in, if we can't pay with a nondescript amount of money, is it traceable, they'll just find out where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get
so let's
some,
not hide.
Wait.
You could get like a burner cred stick, basically. It's untraceable if you wanted to. Just sort of like get a, you know, not even like a hotel room. Just like disappear in the back of a cafe for a little bit, or something. It doesn't have to be because Theology Channel and Analog Cafe are basically across town from each other.
Yeah.
Not that you're necessarily like being hunted. Like as you sort of get away, you don't feel chased. But you don't know if your people are quietly watching.
We were ambushed. Exactly. Doesn't mean they're gonna hunt us, right?
I mean, we hope.
So you just sort of like hole up somewhere nearby, basically just quiet.
Yes.
Place quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do transfer some credit over into nondescript credit sticks.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. You get some burner credit sticks.
Well, yeah, I guess we could probably just find like another cafe if there's some place where we could just sort of hole up quietly and find someplace shabby that maybe the cameras don't fully work.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah. Theology Channel is basically, it's got a lot of churches as well too. So there's little community areas.
Probably not cameras in the churches, right? That feels like
depends on the church.
I guess no, a church of Triune would absolutely have cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I could see some churches.
Let's say that there's like a not quite a temple, not quite a church, not quite almost a community center to Abadar. It's community center / general store kind of thing. The Church of Costco kind of situation, big warehouse.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We go hang out in the Costco. Yeah.
Costco food sense. Court.
Costco food court.
Get a 2-credit hot dog.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They will not raise the price.
Won't.
No.
It's actually a divine law in Abadar's church that they do not raise the hot dog price.
The master of the
Abadar
first floor
himself once came down and was like, "I will kill you if you raise the price of the hot dog."
it's actually the only thing we remember from the gap is that at some point Abadar said, "You will not raise the price of the hot dog."
This hot dog is the standard by which all currency is maintained.
Exactly,
and this is all canon.
It's all
this hot dog can help us all.
Yes. Great. Okay. I love this solution better than the other one I didn't want to propose.
Fair enough. Okay. And Costco Temple is a good place to get sort of burner cred sticks as well, right? Abadar will sort of exchange your money. Easy, right? So you're there.
Right.
As you're sort of like calming down, again, if you need to refocus, this is a time to do that. If anything else y'all want to do that sort of like takes like 10, 20, 30 minutes. Electric Dreams, think about that. And while that's going on, Electric Dreams, you're thinking about something that happened shortly before the professor's death, right? You're having yourself a little flashback. Here you are. You're in the archives of Polytechnica. There are sterile white rooms where both physical objects and important data are stored when they aren't being actively examined. There are 16 archive rooms in total, 4 on each floor in a sort of 2x2 square configuration, and each is controlled and maintained by a separate archivist virtual intelligence that is sort of air-gapped and whatever, can't be hacked, whatever, right? And access to each room is tightly restricted through layers of bureaucracy. But today, Electric Dreams, you are finally able to access Archive 401 for your research. So let us know, what are you doing? What are you looking for? What kind of research are you doing down here in this particular archive?
We have heard of an unorthodox construction, a device or chaining of devices designed to amplify telekinetic energy. It would be most beneficial to know more about this.
Yeah, you may be looking at some old records of things that used to do that and whatnot, trying to sort through something that might be relevant to something you found today. So you spend you're spending hours down there, usually looking through old files and whatnot. And when you are at the end of your allotted time, you begin making your way to the sort of central elevator that's core to each floor, right? You hear this kind of muffled shouting coming from another archive room. You can just barely make out the words, "Well, keep them safe, archivist," right before Tier 99 Professor steps out. And two of you are now sort of standing in front of waiting for the elevator. They seem about as flustered as an Anasite could possibly be, which is, difficult to tell, but you spend enough time with them to tell. And he's like, "Oh, hello, Electric Dreams. Just excited for next month's bowling league tournament, like I am, huh?"
"Indeed. Although this seems a strange place to be excited about it."
"Oh no, I was just thinking about it. I was finishing up some work in Archive 404 here, and just got a little thrill, as it were. Yes. Yes, so how are you? How was everything? How was your research?"
"Going very well. What are you researching here?"
Just the usual history of technological, beings, that sort of thing. Archive 404 has quite a number of files about what we know about the first ones.
Ah, anything interesting that you care to share?
Well, I don't. I think I have a lead on something. If I do say it myself, but I don't want to talk about it just yet. Don't want to bring any bad fortune upon it. Ding! The elevator sort of dings, and they sort of step on in, and you guys spend kind of like a little awkward, quiet elevator ride up to the surface. It's not very long, and there is a moment where Tierney is like about to say something, and then they change their mind. At the elevator opens up, Tierney and I is like, oh, well, I like your dreams. Have a good day. I'll see you later. And kind of toddles off. What is Electric Dreams thinking about all of this? How are they sort of interpreting what just happened? And now, especially within light of now, maybe in the present day, in light of all that information, you kind of come out of this reverie and you know that, like, oh, wait, maybe this means something.
Clearly, the words that the professor said to the unseen archivist were about some items, perhaps the items we are now seeking.
Yes, indeed. So you remember, yes, that's indeed the and as you sort of all are having your Costco hot dogs, Abdarkor hot dogs, Bows and Electric Dreams get messages on their comm units from Erudite Collaborator. And he's saying, it's just basically noting like, this is sort of like a voice message, basically like, amazing, amazing. This is amazing. The request that we put through for you to access Archive 404 have like, you've come through. It's the fastest I've ever seen this sort of go through the bureaucracy. So you should come down at your earliest convenience. Come down to Polytechnica. You all can sort of head down there and see if you can't find what the professor was storing down there.
On one hand, I'm grateful for the speed. On the other hand, I'm worried about the speed.
I don't suppose any of you fancy computer people put a little juice on that might explain it.
No? I did left it with, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, well.
Well, if you have finished eating your strange comestibles, perhaps we shall go. Strange comestibles.
So, yeah, if you want to do that, yeah, chomp. Slip down that syrupy sweet drinks and head on out. So, you know, the moving through striving is always just sort of like you're taking, there's public transit and there's like small like drones that you can sort of hire to carry one place or another, that kind of stuff. It's all very busy as usual. The rain again has kind of let up a little bit and you find yourself sort of kind of like, you know, without any incident kind of going across town. You know, you're not spotted, security forces aren't looking after you, you don't see any other mechanizers, any other suspicious figures sort of watching you. And you get there, and there is a sort of a separate building off to one side of the Polytechnic, those archives, sort of like entryway, ground floor kind of situation, where there are a bunch of sort of computer terminals where you can just kind of like scan your com badges or scan your IDs basically to check to see if you've got access to the archive, right? There are no like anasites. It all seems to be pretty automated here. So right. And you know, one of you sort of, you know, maybe Alex Dreams uses their university ID, bloop, 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 scan it, and it just says, you know, access to Archive 404 granted. And there's a little sort of like display on there, a little map that shows you go into this elevator, go down the floor, and which of the four are, you know, rooms is the one you're wanting. And you're given basically like an hour's worth of time.
When like that, like I imagine this archive is not necessary. Like, is it more of a like archive in the digital sense where we plug into a computer and access things, or is it like a physical archive with objects?
It's kind of both things. Like each archive of the 16 archives has like safety deposit boxes essentially, and then also like terminals where you can access data that isn't available to the public. and or for the most part, like talk to the archivist, which are all virtual intelligences, and they can get the data for you, kind of stuff, you know.
Maybe we should ask the virtual intelligence for the last thing the professor came down to look at.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we should head down. You said this is an underground archive, right?
Yes.
So the elevator is going down.
Okay, the elevator goes down.
That's fine.
Bing, 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 down to level 4. Psh, and you get this sort of, you're in this circular chamber with again, white floors, all very, very sterile looking, fluorescent lighting, not much, you know, detail or what's the word I'm looking for? Like no plants or anything. Decoration, this word. The other D word. You know, and there's basically sort of around the elevator, there's sort of doors that say, you know, 401, 402, 403, and 404. And in a kind of a circle, right? The one for 404 kind of like opens, you know, when you get stepped closer, it sort of turns the light above it, kind of turns green, and doors open up, and you just can step inside. Because we're gonna do that, let's go there now.
Oh, there's a map for this place.
There's a map for this place.
And so again, you sort of step into this room. It's kind of it in itself has two floors to it.
Oh, wow.
This is sort of an balcony area, which you're on now. Around this balcony are a number of storage units, basically sort of built flush into the wall. Mm-hmm. Looks like almost like you can't quite see the joins, right? Each individual box or whatever. But they're just sort of really, really sort of modern looking, very sort of futuristic kind of like, you know, ways you can just probably would walk up to touch of them and they would pop open, or you'd ask the archivist to sort of open this box, whatever. And then two sets of stairs that kind of lead down into a slightly more comfortable looking area. There are a couple couches. And this sort of large sort of flower situation over here is like the virtual intelligence hub, right? You can also recognize it as such, right? There's sort of the main computer of this sort of area. And it looks like there might be, I would call these sort of areas up here, like almost like still study desks where you might bring, if you had any sort of physical papers or whatnot, or something can be called up on the screen to sort of sit there and study and read and whatnot.
Okay.
It all kind of smells faintly of like disinfectant in here. The light is very bright.
Can we lock the doors behind us?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. So as far as you understand it, like the doors, no one else without access could get in the door, right? They are in fact sealed when you step inside.
Sure, but that wasn't the question we asked.
You want to like push something in front of it? Like they have computerized locks on them, but if you want to do something else to them.
Couches, if you want to move a couch in front of it.
I do not. I'm a delicate flower.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think we should because
I could just place a couple mines here in front of it while we go down if you want.
That's luck. Yeah, sure.
That won't close the doors. That will open them further.
Permanently.
No, if somebody opens it, comes through.
I would like to try to figure out a way to block it in. So if somebody, you know, computer savvy could like override and
you want to set up like a anti override situation, right?
Yep.
Basically,
right? And a minefield.
Yeah, give me a computer check.
And a minefield.
I'll come back to
just
you,
for good
John.
Measure.
And a minefield.
John, do your mines like serious question though? Like, could your mines like? I'm trying to think of like, could you make like a fire extinguisher kind of thing that just like creates like foam or something? Like, is that a thing your mines can do genuinely?
Not non-lethal. Now.
not at this level.
They okay. can do
in
fire,
5 minutes or
they can do five levels.
Or they can do like physical damage. That's
okay, so no, they're just explosions. Okay.
Okay.
Great. So you wanted a computer's check?
Yeah, give me a computer's check.
Well, hey, if the Starfinder team is looking for feedback and thoughts, maybe some non-lethal mines. I don't know.
No. Foam. Yeah.
Foam mines.
You know, like, yeah, like that big floating foam.
Yeah.
I can make things non-lethal though.
Oh, okay, so you can non-lethally explode the mines. Great.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, we could just call it like a kind of a...
Just sort of be a flashbang.
Yeah, yeah. Can you decide what type of damage it does, or does it always do like piercing or fire?
I can decide one of those two, and then I can use one of my mechanic abilities. One of the things, I can make things non-lethal. I can extend a range. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have different things I can do with it, so...
I mean, if you want to do it like a non-lethal bludgeoning mine or whatever, that makes that, we could just say, oh, yeah, it's kind of like a big foam explosion, right?
Rubber bullets. Yeah.
rubber bullets, right, bullets. Indeed. Okay, let me find one that computer straight from Tim. Dex kind of goes up to, there's a, you know, a control panel that you can kind of like away and just kind of like get in there and essentially sort of short the doors out. Not really short them out, but just kind of like make sure that it's not going to get overridden so easily. Right. Someone's going to have to basically use that as a sort of a DC, or at least 10 plus that plus a DC. If anyone wanted to hack in and open the doors. They're sealed. Do you want to put a mine down, John?
Yes. I will.
Honestly, I don't hate it, honestly.
I'll put a mine down in front, and okay. I'll have the incapacitate characteristic on it. So and it won't. Yeah, so that's what I'll do. And basically, if the doors open up, so the thing is, I have to trigger the mine. It doesn't. Maybe I can set a proximity sensor on that.
Well, if you want to, you could also like hang out up here and watch it if you wanted to, or stand.
That's true.
Part of undisturbed. Do you not understand?
Oh yeah, it can be triggered. It can be triggered by a creature just.
Okay. Stepping on it.
Awesome.
Well, no, it's still a reaction, though.
Well,
you'll know when someone steps on it. And you use your reaction. I think.
Right.
I think you're connected enough up to these mines.
Yeah.
You don't have to be seeing it necessarily. I think if you're in the room, you don't.
Yes.
Okay. Set up a mine there. You head down. What are the rest of you doing?
I would Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just like, "Where's the lockbox?"
I would
the lockbox.
Talk to the virtual intelligence and ask about what Tierney went to like check out last.
Okay. Mm. A sort of an image appears over to the top of this, not necessarily call it a console. It's more just like a core, just a kind of a floating computer, like not a computer, but floating like robot arm, essentially, sort of like a little GLaDOS-y looking, to be perfectly honest, but completely sort of holographic. Welcome to Archive 404. I am the archivist. Please state your request.
Hello, archivist. I would like to know, what was the last data accessed by Tier 99 Professor?
The last data accessed in this archive by Tier 99 Professor is intruder, alert, intruder, alert. You organisms are not allowed to be in this archive. Initiating countermeasures. And the sort of like the holographic sort of arm sort of gets a little more jagged and whatnot. The lights in here get a little red. And we're going to roll initiative.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone.
No, it's fine.
I put the mine in the wrong place.
Yeah. Oh,
nice. Well, poop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. As you're all rolling initiative, and all the lights getting kind of red, all these little tiny little nodes kind of like pop in all across all over the walls and floors and whatnot, and just kind of like shoot out a barrage of lasers. Please, everyone, also give me a reflex save as you roll initiative.
Oh, sure. Great. Okay. Really?
Oh, no. One.
We're all doing awesome.
All doing great. One of you succeeded.
Oh!
And one of you critically failed. So, anyway.
I wonder who that was.
Let's take a look. This is going to be nothing. Okay.
Everyone
is basically taking one fire damage except for Zabi, who's taking two fire damage.
So we all run into the lasers and are like, okay.
No, it's not that bad. It's like,
I'm a little tiny laser,
nothing.
I mean, in fairness, these are mostly academics that they're dealing with. Like, you know, one point of damage is probably enough to scare away most professors.
Yeah.
Materializing also in one on the stairs that you're coming down there, Zabi, and one sort of at the base of the, what's probably going to be up here, on the near, I'll just put them up here. Are two hard light projections. Both each of them shaped like a little dragon.
I will say materializing, one of my least favorite ways for enemies to appear in a combat.
But they're so cute.
They are very cute.
I love them.
Friend shaped.
All right, let's begin. All right, Patsy, you are first.
Good Lord. Okay. Do I, and feel free to tell me to buzz off about this. Do I feel like this is an enemies situation or a hazard situation or both?
That's a little column A, a little column B.
Great. Okay. Love that. But I heard what it said to Bows, right?
Yes. Oh yeah. It was out.
Okay. I am going to do something that is either going to be really clever or really stupid. And we're all going to find out together which it is. I am going to stride directly up to the hard light dragon. And I am basically, like you said, we have to like scan IDs to get in. So I will like hold up my ID or whatever kind of visitor badge we got and just basically say, I beg your most gracious pardon, but I can assure you that we are indeed authorized to visit Archive 404. And as this is true, I just kind of want to make a diplomacy check to be like, no, we're allowed to be here. Back off.
Perfect. The move is going to be one action, and doing sort of showing your ID and talking is going to be two actions total.
Great. Love that.
Three
yeah.
total. So run over here. Give me a diplomacy check.
Yeah. Let me pump up my vitality network just in case real quick for no particular reason. and actually, let me make sure that there's no spells that I have here that will help me. No, not really. Okay, we're just gonna roll my diplomacy, and it's gonna be awesome because I'm so good at rolling dice. Okay, that's not bad. How's the 17 strike you?
That is a success.
Great.
As you sort of show the hard light dragon seems a little unfazed, but you're sort of talking to the whole room essentially. Right?
I'm basically using it as an avatar. Patsy is low key technophobic. She just assumes that the dragon is who she needs to talk to be honest.
Fair enough, right? Yes.
She has also, I assume, perfected the rich girl like, "Do you know who my father is?" voice. Yes. That's what she's using here in this moment.
Yes. And so the dragon's manager is was the archivist 404. Sort of like there's a little bit of like a flicker in the red lights kind of. Goes white again, and then the voice says, "Says apologies, Miss Van Dyne, your credentials have been intruder. You are an intruder," and then it goes all red again. But that's not, we'll see. The other dragon is the one that goes first. Oh, boy.
Ooh, not the one you're right in front of.
Listen, I'm prepared for the consequences of my actions, whatever they might be.
Okay. I think. Okay. So Dex and Zabi. This dragon kind of like flares up its wings as it's sort of like hovering there. And on the wings are basically just this sort of stream of data that you're sort of like can't look away from too fast enough, but like you get taken. So give me a will save, the two of you.
Uh-oh.
There it is. Hey, there you go. That's a success. That is also a success. So you're only all taking half of this mental damage. which is 4. So you're each taking 2 mental damage. As you just sort of like, all this information is sort of like almost beamed directly into your face for a second. Yeah, you get a little bit of an overload. And then it kind of sort of rears down and shoots a little spark of electricity at Zabi, since you are the closest. That is going to be a big miss, and then it takes another static shock at you again, and misses. So you're just sort of, it's sort of shooting static electricity at your feet, and you're dancing around. Yeah. All right, Dex.
I'm going to shoot it.
Okay.
Because that's all I know how to do. Well, I know how to do more, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. Let me see here. I'm wondering if I devise a stratagem.
Up to you. This is a part of the investigation, I would say. So it is a free action for you to devise that stratagem.
Okay, I will. I will use that. Apply effect. Nope. It's going to be a straight up knowledge check.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to recall knowledge using that. Let's see, and I'll do a skill stratagem. Yeah.
All right. So, give me a arcana or crafting check, or computers check. I think computers check would be against these.
Computers check that with a 7 is a 16.
Okay. Yeah. So you recognize that these hard light. You're against the little guy, right? The little dragon.
Yeah.
Right? It's a hard light projection. It is physical. You can hurt it, right? It doesn't have like that kind of like. It's not a, you know, it's not like a ghost or anything like that. It's got a physical. It's physically there. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you want? Anything else you might want to? No.
I'm kind of wondering if it shows signs of hacking of any type, like obviously.
Could you hack it?
Well, no. Has it been hacked?
Is it glitching?
Is this a thing that, you know? I mean, we've showed the ID. It says yes, and then it rejects it.
You suspect someone is possibly like essentially counter hacking something.
Okay.
Not necessarily these hard light creatures. More or less, the archivist's probably is getting a little.
The archive down there in the corner probably needs.
Right, the archivist sort of like
hacking love.
This core is essentially being kind of like hacked from without.
Then I will go ahead. Now that I have that knowledge, I'm going to go ahead and shoot it.
All right,
this is my second action.
Shoot what?
The archive.
The hard light.
Oh,
but you can't shoot this hard light because you have devised a strategy against it. And
that's
you would have
right,
to have used the 7. So you can attack a different thing.
I will attack the other one. I'll attack the other one then.
All right, great.
Here. Let's not do that. There we go. Yep, it's within range.
Okay. You do have another action in there if you wanted to move to get into range. But like,
yeah, then I'll go down the stairs.
Fair enough. Good shot.
I think. Okay. No,
that's gonna miss, unfortunately. Yeah. These guys are small, right? They're not teeny, but they're not human sized. A little bigger than that. All right. Zabi.
So I have these they're like magnetic levitators.
Ooh, all right.
So they propel me off the ground. What I want to do is I want to move down to here, kind of using levitators to kind of go over the edge and down without falling.
Yeah, sure. I will say that you got to spend an extra 5 feet of movement to sort of get over the banister.
Right, so I can still get there. That's 20 feet. So
I mean, I guess.
Sure. All right, and then I wanted to try to computer this thing to keep it from doing what it's doing.
All right. Give me a computer
counter hack. The counter hack. How's that?
Yeah. There's two actions to do this.
Sure. Oh, then I can't do it.
Well, you've moved one action. Oh.
I know, but I used an action for my levitate kind of thing too.
Oh, you have to turn on the turn them on.
Yeah, I have to turn them on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I did not know that.
So I will make a computer check just to kind of see what I think is going on with this thing. How's that?
Okay. Recall knowledge. Yeah. It's called a recall knowledge using computers.
Okay. I'll do that.
So yes, so you can take a look at this thing. And you know, you realize that it is being like, there's like some console on here that you can see some, and you can see that some code is scrolling by really fast. It looks like something is sort of getting at it from within, essentially. Even though this thing is it's not 100% like air gap from the outside. Someone is definitely using Wi-Fi, you know, it's a kind of like a Wi-Fi signal that's coming in and zapping. Which will require it to be, you know,
right?
It's a pretty big security system, and someone would need to be pretty good at hacking, you know, to do this kind of thing. Right. And you know that you could get in there with the computers to sort of override this security program that's happening, and kind of counter hack. And I'll tell you too that you could use crafting or thievery on this console as well to kind of like just sort of disable parts of it physically.
Sure, and I'll let everybody know, you know, that stuff.
Yeah. All right, but now we'll learn what else it can do, what else it does when it is its turn. These lasers now fire off at everybody. Everybody gets a laser beam. But I got a little bit of a -1 modifier on here. All right. First, Edzabi. Pa-pyow. I think that is going to be a hit. I don't know why it says melee strike. It is a range strike. And you take 7 laser damage.
Ow. Ruh-roh.
I'm
down to 4.
Oh, no.
Yeesh. Max 1 is at dex. Which I could just add this one permanently. 26. Just thank goodness for that -1. That would have been a crit. Taking 6 damage. Oops, I did it twice. Sorry, I forgot that you do it.
Never mind, these lasers.
All right, let's go over here to Electric Dreams.
Woof.
Rolling really well. Just a hit on Electric Dreams. Laser. It's just these lasers. You're taking 5. And what do you do? Oh my gosh, my rolls. Again, another 9. Almost a critical. Almost a crit.
Oh my god.
Another 5. Okay. Bows.
Like 5. Jeez.
I need to get everybody.
Killing us.
I'm killing you. I'm literally killing you. Bows also
could you,
getting...
Could you not?
Yeah, could you?
Look, you'll be fine.
Can I stop?
That's 9 times. Oh my gosh. Fire.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Well.
On fire.
How do we get rid of these lasers? Oh my god.
Patsy's missed. Patsy is
skill
missed.
Issue.
All right. Okay. Bows, it is your turn. Lasers.
I am owls, actually, right now.
Those owls are lit on fire by lasers.
Owls are lit indeed. All right. I am going to. Yes, Foundry, I do know that I'm injured. Don't worry. I am well aware.
Yeah, we're well aware here.
Okay, sorry, I'm checking something. Cool. I'm going to use the move action twice, so that I can get here and I can share space with Patsy. Because I have in sheltering limbs. Okay. And Patsy, while we are sharing space, you count as under half cover. Woo-hoo. You can choose to take the take cover action to get under full cover.
Woo-hoo.
And then for my third action, I am going to lash out with my solar weapon, which is photon attuned right now.
All right. Oh, you've lost your solar weapon again. Oh no, there it is. Sorry. Sometimes it's oh, there it is. It's an effect. Okay, it's not on your token. The effect. It's on you. It is on you. No.
I'm gonna re-roll that.
Yeah, hero point.
I'm gonna use my hero point for that.
There you go.
Why can't I? There's not a button to let me re-roll it.
You have to right-click on the result, and it should bring up a menu above it, probably.
Yeah, it just says. Oh wait, there we go. It was above the place in chat. Sorry.
Yeah. It'll go in a weird way. Oops, I'm not talking as other people.
Wow.
Whoa,
scrolling and I can't see. 1 second. Okay, try that again. Reroll using a hero point.
There you go.
Wow. Oh, thank goodness for the Keeley rule.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. So that is a hit.
I'm just gonna move. Yay!
Here. Give me that damage.
It. 1 second. I have to fix it because it's.
What is it?
Yeah. No, that's right. No, that is correct. But let me make sure I have the correct thing. I also deal an additional 1 fire damage, so let me make sure I add that correctly.
Yeah, sure. Do you need have a effect on you in Foundry that says you're in photon mode?
Maybe. I'm trying to figure out how to add a single fire damage. Wow, I'm really not doing it. So it's 4 bludgeoning and 1 fire.
Okay.
And that's my very sad turn full of ones.
Wait, why did I take that?
Okay,
that's weird. I put a plus, that's why I forgot to do that. Anyway, Electric Dreams.
Dexter, do you require assistance or do you have that one?
I do not. I don't want to deal with it.
Okay. Can I see it from here, actually?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. It's downstairs, so you have an angle on it.
I will cast thermoelectric phase change to change the next thing to air, so electric, and then cast overheat at the one that's next to Dexter for a reflex save.
Okay.
That's a very cool ability.
Ooh, that's a failure.
So this will be electric damage.
Okay. All kind of thing. And I'm on some sort of, okay, I don't have any equipment to hold, so I don't have to drop it. But you just zap me and it glitches.
That's me.
Okay. Hard light dragonette the second.
This is about to become relevant. Rue, do I have lesser or standard cover?
1 second.
You said lesser. Unless you take cover, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, what Rue said was half cover, which is not a term that I'm familiar with.
Fair enough. Why not? I'm going to do a tiny... I mean, it's only a 5-foot line, but you guys are staring in the same space, so I'm just going to, it rears up again. It kind of, breathes a little tiny cone of electricity at you.
Oh, it's so cute! Ow! Oof, ouch!
Ouch. Give me... Oh, let me give you these reflex saves. Where is it? There it is. Okay. Reflex save.
Basic reflex save
as the use of electricity comes at you. Those are both successes. So you're going to take half of whatever this is. Some electricity damage, of course. A whopping 2 points of electricity damage.
Oh, wait. Whoops.
Okay. And then it's kind of... it flies a bit. To go right here, which looks like a projector of sorts.
Mm.
That kind of perches on it. All right, Voss.
1 second. Okay.
Wait, 1 second. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a reaction?
Yes, I have Nimbus Surge.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Nimbus me.
As you go to move. Nice. Nimbus Surge. DC 16. So I have to make it. I have to make an attack and then do a fortitude save.
Right. And then it gets a save. Okay.
Melee strike. Let's go. Should this have my multi-attack penalty?
No. No.
Okay.
Not on your turn, you never take that.
Doesn't matter.
Do again. Good lord. All right. All right, boss.
All right. Gosh. Do I have any indication where these lasers are coming from? Because, boy,
they're coming from everywhere.
Everywhere.
There's just little tiny beams of lasers, sort of like in every, like, almost every, like, joint, like in the sort of drop ceiling. There's, like, you know, every corner of everything.
Okay.
Like a little disco in here.
Disco Inferno.
Yes.
Yeah.
All in fuego.
Okay. Zombie's clearly the most hurt of us, but is also all the way over there.
Badly injured.
How Patsy was able to kind of yell at it, and that did do something.
Okay.
If you also want to try yelling at it from where you are, that's fine. But any other sort of physical stuff you want to do to the core to kind of shut down the security program needs to be done where Zombie is.
I mean, I like yelling at things, but I don't know.
I mean, you might want to do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, if I can do that from here.
It's two actions to sort of basically this sort of yelling at it is, you know, two actions to disable the hazard. Yep, as part of the disable.
Right,
hazard.
Right. Be a diplomacy two check. Actions to get it to stop being stupid. Okay.
Right.
All right. I'm gonna look to whatever the sky, I guess, at this point.
Sure.
And I will, you know, I will kind of pull out my. I guess I don't have probably a badge beyond like the ID card or whatever. But I'm like, do you know who I am? I mean, obviously you know who Patsy is at this point. But what are you doing trapping all of us in a place like this? I have work I have to get back to.
Get me out of here. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, exactly. Get me out of here. I have things. I have celebrity work.
Does it really count as work?
No, but Voss certainly thinks it's work.
You can't harm me. If you do, you'll never know what happens to Dr. So-and-so.
Yeah, exactly. My show. You'll never see the end of season 3. All right. I will, I guess, intimidate this thing?
Sure. It's diplomacy.
Okay, or I'll diplomacy it.
Although,
right,
you know, it's the same for you, but it's, yeah whichever.
I have both. It's fine.
That's going to be a failure, unfortunately. Yeah. Do you want to ever hero point it, or do you want to let it ride?
Hold on, let me check one thing. Ah, dang it. It's only a critical failure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thought I had a thing for this. Yeah, I'll try and hero point it. I'd like to not be shot out by all of this stuff further.
Nice.
All right, that is a success.
All right,
and once again, the program kind of like glitches again and comes up and says, "This, yes, you are authorized to be here." And then it kind of goes red again.
Right.
But that's two. You have one more action.
I do. I guess I'm just gonna shoot the dragon since I'm not like close enough to battle medicine anyone. I guess I could battle medicine myself, but I'm not near as interested as these other two.
Yeah, if you free that up, then I can just run down and.
Yeah. I will try to shoot the dragon. Try.
Shoot the dragon.
Incinerated by lasers.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay.
Will that damage? Oh, a plasma caster. Fancy.
Take fire. Oh, nice. 7.
Ooh, that's some good damage. Oops, I did select a token. Do it. Oh, I'm in targeting. That's why. Sorry, everyone. Bloom. It flame sort of washes over your plasma, washes over it, and it just sort of shorts out and disappears.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, Patsy.
Okay, so as a fun fact, I cannot heal Zobby, even though I would very much like to, because he is too far away.
That's really fun.
That is a really fun fact. Sorry, Zobby, try not to die. Am I allowed to make another check to try and disable the lasers, or does it have to be someone else?
Sure, no, it can be you.
Great. I'm going to bring down the threat of... My family will pursue legal action for the physical injury my friends and I have suffered from these most egregious lasers. I guess it's still diplomacy, even though I'm being really rude about it.
I know. We're just
yeah, okay. All right. Come on, diplomacy. Okay. 18.
Oh, that's a success. It is sort of like, threats of legal action against this virtual, against this glorified Alexa, shudders and whatnot. The lights in here kind of go, all the two little dragonettes kind of like flicker just momentarily. But again,
nothing sort of scarier than a
red lights come back. Exactly. That's 3.
Yeah. I was really hoping this was a 3 strikes and the lasers are out kind of situation. All right. So then with that knowledge, let's see. Who is my special favorite? I have lots of candidates for healing because everyone has taken so much damage. However,
yep, we're all dying.
And everyone is in range except Zobby, but in this moment I am going to make a tactical decision because of my mystic ability. I am going to give Dreams 6 hit points because you will automatically get to make a free recall knowledge check, and I think you're going to be the best at computers of the people I can heal.
Okay, sure. Computers check?
Yeah, what do you want to know? Is the question.
So we know that we can use computers to try to disable the hacking that the archivist has undergone. Do
yes.
we know how many times we need to succeed to do it?
Okay,
we don't know.
Let's
that.
Find out.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, that's a good question.
All right, let's see. Computers.
Nice.
So peering across the room from where you are down over like zombie soldier, you can see that console. Maybe you're like have some sort of ocular on you. I don't know. I can notice that like the counter hack is nearly undone. So you would basically need to succeed one more time to shut down the security program. Okay. Did you give yourself your? You did. Okay.
And that is my 3 actions.
Good job. All right. Dex.
Okay. I'm going to run down the stairs, and then I'm going to leap over the railing.
Sure. Why not?
Very dashing.
Very dashing.
And right there.
You get your swashbuckler panache, sure.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do a computer check to try to disable.
So, yes, that would be, it requires 2 actions, and you did move.
Oh, it does?
About 45. Yes. Disabling a hazard is a 2-action activity, y'all.
Oh, okay.
So, unless you have a way to get there quicker, you're going to have to do something else.
Can I just jump over the balcony? don't even know.
No, I was of that. How? What's the distance from there to there?
It's 30 feet there. I don't know what your speed is.
Well, no, I just go next to Zabby, I could do that. Yeah. That'd be 25, one.
25.
Yeah.
Just hop right over the railings. Forget it.
It's not like it's like that far.
Yeah.
Right. You're gonna take a. You're gonna like. Well, if you fall, you usually land prone. So I'm gonna make you make an acrobatics check. Have you attempted
an acrobatics or athletics? Yeah.
It's a jump. Athletics. I'll take athletics for jumping.
Okay, because I am trained in that.
Are you, though?
Hero point?
Yeah, I'm a hero point in that.
Okay, there you go.
Not even. There you
go. Much better. Okay. Yep, so we'll do it. We'll do a sort of a, it's a jump, a leap, and kind of a bit of a roll. I'm still going to have you take the falling damage, but you're not going to fall prone. You can stop, you know, basically 25 feet after movement. And we'll say it's usually, it's not like, some people have to walk under it. We'll call it 5.
Okay.
5 bludgeoning.
I'm going to take 5 damage. I have 3 hit points left.
Okay. Oh, no, really?
Great.
Jeez.
Good. First level.
Ah, you're great.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Get in there. Get in there and give me that computer's check then. You know, you twist your ankle a little bit as you come down.
Want to be clear, Dex is also too far away for me to heal at this point.
Yep.
Okay. You get in there and just sort of like, you know, and even kind of like bump Zabi siding in there, get into the console.
Hey, I was going to do that.
This particular, hack, you know, coming in, and you can get in the impression that it is like a, almost like a, it's not just Wi-Fi, it's like kind of shortwave, not radio exactly, but basically sort of semi-close proximity it would need to be. Almost telepathic
near
communication
field
between electronic devices. Near field, there you go. And you shut down the virtual intelligence. I'm pretty sure these guys, yes. The other dragonette up here just sort of like glitches a little bit, stays there, but then it's just kind of like, it's just sitting there kind of like a bird, kind of cooing. And that is the end of the encounter. So you can sort of like, the virtual intelligence is kind of temporarily shut down. It's kind of rebooting now. But it does look like you could make requests of the old dragon if need be. Unless you want to wait for the archivist to reboot.
You said there's a short wave. Can I disrupt that or shield or do something to set it so it doesn't take over again?
Right. Well, what's happened? The reboot is purged the intruder, basically, right?
Can we see, though, where it's coming from?
Not with any sort of specificity. It is coming from nearby. And nearby, you realize, would be within, not within this building, but definitely within the campus.
Oh, okay.
So it's on the campus network.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
I am going to walk over to the dragonette that is now effectively a parrot.
Yeah, there you go.
And put it up in my limbs.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask it again, quietly, could you take me to the last deposit box that Tier 99 Professor opened?
Okay. It flutters its way off your shoulder and flies over here to basically this side of the room, this north side of the room, and begins kind of like, and just sort of like touches at a panel, which kind of like slides open quite quietly. You peer in. There's basically spaces for where a couple things would have been, sort of set in like foam, right? Sort of cradling them, but they are all empty.
Bad news. We didn't get here first.
Who got here before us?
Is that a question the archive could answer?
Ooh.
You could, yeah.
Yes.
Someone want to do something?
Who's the last person who came to this section?
Oh, who? You get into the there's not much. Oh, the dragon, it kind of like unfurls its wings again, and there's kind of like information on the other side here, right? And you can kind of look at it, quickly looking through it, you can see that there's information that has been excised from this, and that there's no clear indication of who was here between tier 99 professor putting the, and you can see that, you know, there's a spot where the tier 99 professor delivers the items in here and stores them here. And then there's just kind of like a bunch of static blank space. And then just now where intruders have come to take the items. And that's what sort of says in the file. So, and some intruders have broken in and have, broken into that particular cabinet and have stolen the items within.
Are we the intruders? Is it us?
It's key to right now.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, right. And there's like some static, some sort of semi-grainy looking kind of like CCTV kind of like stat images of the six of you entering in.
Great.
Are the shapes in the foam recognizable silhouettes of anything?
They're sort of semi-basic platonic geometric shapes, you know, kind of a sphere, kind of a mm-hmm. rod looking thing, maybe what was probably either a cube or a pyramid, you know, with a square base.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're not gonna really learn much from this, especially since this is a digital archive. We can't, like, I don't know, fingerprint dust it or something stupid like that.
If anyone wants to look for clues, you can. There might be clues.
Yeah.
If only we had an investigator.
Yeah, alas. I'm going to say Patsy is, I think, now that the combat is over, going back to what she had been doing before the combat, which is just sort of reverently walking along the outside, kind of just like tracing her fingers along the safety deposit boxes and just mm-hmm. wishing she could open them all. but as we do that, yeah, I'll look for any kind of evidence of who else has been here, what might have been accessed recently. It's kind of what she's looking for anyway, to be honest. So,
yeah. Right. If anyone who wants to do that can give me a perception check, feel free.
Any signs of magic lingering around?
Give me an arcana. Okay. Gosh, look at all these hot rolls now.
Hey!
17, 20, natural 20.
Nope. different Five.
And awesome. Okay. Roll twice, then we'll take the first one. So, Electro Dreams, you kind of like go in here. Someone, there is a kind of like a faint trace of energy, sort of magic energy that's sort of lingering nearby the panel, the cabinet that was opened, right? Looks like someone probably used magic to just sort of open it, right? The rest of you can kind of peer around. Again, this place is pretty sterile. It's not like a lot of ways of like footprints or whatnot. Voss, you notice near the door, actually probably even like maybe caught right near the edge of the door, there is a tiny thread of black fabric or something, right? That looks like it probably came from some sort of clothes. Maybe someone caught a little bit on the door and ripped it a little bit, maybe like a black coat or a black pair of pants or something like that. It looks pretty like standard, not say standard material, but like a outerwear material.
Okay.
It's probably some form of plastic or whatever. Dreams, you kind of get the, you know, kind of like, again, sort of looking over things, that this particular bit of material is strange. Like it's got a little bit of a trace of like super faint trace of magic on it itself,
mm-hmm.
As if it came from somewhere else,
another dimension,
maybe another plane. Right. It originates from not this particular reality.
Okay. I don't like that.
And as you're kind of looking at this information and mulling that over, through the doors, you see the S elevator kind of open up. And about six Anasite Security Force drones kind of come in, armed with the most dangerous looking rifles, clattering in, pointing right at these doors are. I'm picturing them as kind of glass into each one, or at least I have glass windows at the top where you can see. But you can see them coming in, pointing guns at the doors to Archive 404. And then kind of trailing out again, kind of a bit nervous looking, a little bit is that detective who you met before. I've forgotten his name. Lieutenant Hessop. Just kind of like coming in and kind of going, all right, everyone in there. I'm afraid you're under arrest. For theft of property and damage to
Detective,
university.
I'd like to report a theft.
Well, we'll have to work that all down at the station. You're coming with me.
Holding empty box.
Yeah. And that's where we'll end it. As you are taken into custody.
We've Yay. Done basically zero crimes. Why do people keep thinking we did crimes?
We are really the
guilty.
Yeah. We are truly the monarchs of wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, truly. We truly are.
The classic noir staple, though.
Yeah.
It's very good.